We have TJ on the line. He is our meet and greet contestant today. He's been listening to this program for 2 years in the Army in Savannah, Georgia. TJ, we can't thank you for listening enough, and it's great to meet you.
Absolutely. I love you guys. You guys are great. You guys make my drive to work, like, completely, like, I'm completely fine with it.
Man, that is...
We can't ask for a higher compliment,
that's
really.
An unbelievable compliment, and so nice of you to say.
What rank are you in the Army?
Captain.
Officer.
Wow.
Nice.
And
well, that ain't where I started. I pulled that whole Jenny from the block thing. I know where I came from. I was 16 years enlisted, so.
I like that.
Oh, made the jump.
No kidding. So you've been in the Army for a long, long time then.
25 years. I was 17. It was pretty much go to war, go to jail. Mm-hmm. Like, that's. You know, it was the best thing probably I ever did, though.
No kidding. Yeah.
My probation officer was like, look, if you walk in there and tell the judge that you want to change your life and you are thinking about joining the service, you won't go to adult jail. And I was like, of course, I was like, hey, sure. Yeah, that sounds great.
So did you have to do some time in juvenile jail before you got into the Army?
Yeah, I was a bad kid. A bad kid. So I needed the Army. So it put me on the great path, though. I mean, I was bad, but I wasn't bad, but I was bad enough.
When you were going through basic training, the early parts of being in the Army, did you think I've made a mistake, or do you think, no, this is what I need?
No, I was like, yeah, you know, like this is good. I could excel at this. I'm even so used to treated like crap. Like now I'm just getting paid to do it.
Yeah.
So, all right.
This is really quite a story.
I love how you did that. Now, if you don't mind my asking, what did you do to get you put into a possible juvenile to begin with? Why'd you have a parole officer?
Okay. So first of all, my fault. Mm-hmm. That's what every person says.
Right. Yeah, right.
So my friends picked me up in a stolen car and I got accessory.
Okay.
All right. And I was like, wait, I didn't know it was still. Yeah. So then it was that. And then I was just wrong place, wrong time. Like I was fighting in school.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of it was me. Like,
yeah.
I deserve some of that stuff. But yeah, that was my big one, was the accessory.
It's pretty amazing, though. It sounds like you really have turned your life completely around. It's like an advertisement for the armed forces. You know, look what you did. And now you've served our country for 25 years. Did you go overseas? Did you go to war?
Oh yeah, I've seen it. I was into Iraq. I did Iraq, so it's funny is that they, like, in the history now, they're always like, oh yeah, the initial push, you know, like a lot of the ceremonies and stuff, they're like, oh, back in the day, the tip of the spear and all that stuff. And I hate to say it with people, I was like, yeah, I was in that.
Oh, like, you were?
So there, and then I've only been back in the States like 8 months. I was actually in the Mideast.
Oh yeah,
you know, dealing with that stuff, and then I just keep on going back and out. Now I've done the Poland, like the Poland Eastern Europe thing, and I'm about ready to do that again, coming up here later this year. So,
do you anticipate being in the U.S. Army until you drop?
Oh yeah, I'll die in this uniform, so my ex-wife doesn't get anything.
All right. Fantastic.
I swear to God, like, I mean, that's the statistic. A lot of people in the military, it's hard. Being in the military is about not for everybody. My wife now, she's great, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been through 4 deployments and still is like the, you know, still there. And so she's amazing.
Well, it's hard because you're not there, I guess. Yeah. You know, it's a difficult thing to do. But I like the way you put that. Your ex-wife's not getting a thing.
Yeah, I'm not a dime.
Well, because what it said, like, I came home from a deployment to pretty much the cops saying, we're taking your house, your kids and your money. And I said, no, that you're not doing that. And they said, yeah, I was wrong. I was wrong. 'Cause they did all that.
What?
And,
terrible.
It just depends on the state. Just depends on the state. How you get away with it. It's fine though. 'Cause she's a great mother.
Okay.
We're cordial now. So she's an awesome mother.
Well, that's,
are you
military spouse? Wasn't her thing. And so they, mediation, they're like, she's like, well, I want half. I said, all right, well, you get my half when I retire, and I get your half now. I said, but I'll tell you what, I will die in this uniform on a hill somewhere before I give up anything, but I get half of yours now. So then she surprisingly was like, okay, fine, we don't have to split that. I'm like, ah, damn right, but I'm still going to be in this uniform just in case.
I love it. It's my hero, man. This is a guy. I love this guy.
How old are your kids, and are you, like, physically close to them still, TJ?
Oh, yeah. So I just had a 2-month-old, so I'm actually on leave, so I get to listen to you guys every morning, not driving to work, and a cup of coffee. I've got 2 month old, I've got a 3 year old, and I've got a 13 year old.
Man.
I think they're lucky to have you as a dad. Yeah. I like everything about what you're saying here. Fantastic. Did you ever consider, before you got divorced, like retiring from the Army and doing something else?
So I've been offered like some really well paid positions to go do for these companies like Amazon and, you know, stuff like that. They've just say, hey, we'll give you X amount of dollars to come do what you do for the Army for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, that's a pretty nice paycheck. But I said, but can you guarantee my job? Because the next, with how turbulent civilian side is, you know, between like elections and misinformation and just, you know, whatever the blame it is, you know, I said, nah, people are left and right. I said, can you guarantee my job? And the minute they said no, I said, all right, well, have a good day. Yep. Wish you the best, but I'm going to stay where it's the military. You know, I never had to worry about it.
You're guaranteed a job there. That's right.
Can I ask you this, TJ? In your 13-year-old, do you see any tendencies that you had when you were that age that led you down the, could have been the wrong path?
Yeah, stubborn as hell.
Uh-huh.
For no reason.
Right.
Just completely stubborn for no reason.
Do you think they may follow?
Will you? Yeah. What's next?
Yeah. Are you able to get that away from the 13-year-old?
Tried. I gave up. I said, you know what? She's my worst child, honestly. She's gonna be a very horrible human being when she turns 18. And I'm like, oh, well, you earned this. I swear to God.
You know what I love about?
I don't know if you're an author, TJ, but you should write your memoir.
Write a book. I love the blatant honesty. I love everything about this phone call. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you, and we hope to meet you in person someday, TJ. Thank you for your service to our country.
Absolutely. Hey, you guys are awesome. I love you guys. I feel like I see you guys in my neighborhood. We got some older people playing pickleball every morning. I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm feeling. Yeah.
Thank you, TJ. And congrats on your new baby as well. And have a great day.